I believe a healthy mind creates a healthy life. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa, the creator of the Healthy Hustlers podcast and mama who is obsessed with self-development and personal growth. After several years of climbing the never-ending corporate ladder, I waved goodbye to a job title and salary I once thought defined my success and embarked on a life full of good health, wholesome conversations, nourishing relationships, and a career that fueled my soul. With an aim to help positively change the way you think one healthy conversation at a time, during these solo episodes, I'll share stories, insights, and practical tips and tools that I hope inspire you to shine bright through positive thinking, gratitude, manifestation, spirituality, and powerful mindset practices. If you want to remove limiting beliefs, have the confidence to embrace fear, and know that you are wildly capable of achieving your wildest dreams, then buckle up because you are in exactly the right place. Hello and welcome. This episode has actually been created in celebration of 3 years since the first episode of the Healthy Hustlers podcast went live. It is actually so crazy to believe that I have been working on this business for 3 years now. I think back to when it started and Ryan and I were actually only 4 months off getting married and I had literally just left behind my corporate job. I'd waved goodbye to that salary and the job title that I actually, you know, had once thought defined my success. And for the first time, I wholeheartedly and completely listened to and trusted my intuition. And it was one of the best decisions I ever made because I'm still here today and I'm still loving every moment of it. But it was basically 6 months after I launched that I fell pregnant with Georgia, which we were married, but it wasn't necessarily a planned pregnancy. It was probably a little bit earlier than I thought, but I, you know, trusted the process that that's where I was meant to be. And it was right at the same time, actually, the podcast had just hit 100,000 downloads. And it was like this real moment for me where I was like, holy crap, this thing actually has potential. Like, this could actually maybe be a business. So then I welcomed my baby girl, Georgia Florence, 3 months after the Healthy Hustlers turned one. So after the first birthday, and I went into full mum mode. So I was recording, you know, I was obviously a mum for the first time and juggling that and trying to get my head around the fact that I was not going to sleep for a very long time. But I was also recording the podcast from my kitchen table while a lot of the time breastfeeding. And, you know, I was basically just doing whatever I could in my power to keep this business moving forward. So today, you know, another 2 years on from that, it is actually my 32nd birthday today, which feels very strange because like anyone, it feels like we didn't get last year's birthdays, well, by most people, especially if you live in Victoria. So I feel like my 31st birthday never happened. And so to think that I'm 32 is like, what? How could I possibly be 32? But I'm always grateful for birthdays and getting older because it means I'm getting a little bit wiser. So, and yesterday actually marked 3 years since, the third birthday of the Healthy Hustlers. So the show now has over 2 million downloads. It's had, obviously, as you know, some incredible guests, and I've got some really amazing and supportive brands who partner with me to make these episodes possible. And then there, of course, is you, my wonderful community, who honestly, you make this whole venture possible. Without you, I would still literally be sitting at someone else's desk wishing I could make this dream come true. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for your time and for tuning in and for supporting this show. You know I always say how grateful I am, but it just means the world to me. So in celebration, I wanted to share 5 lessons I have learned along the journey so far. I want to start though by saying that obviously all the things that I share in these solo episodes are obviously lessons that I've learned. So today what I'm chatting about, it's not that these are necessarily the most important, but it's just that these are things I haven't spoken about in depth like the other topics. And obviously I don't want to be repeating myself because that would just be super boring for you. So these are some kind of new points, I guess, or topics. And I also feel like no matter where you are on your journey or no matter what your situation is, I'm really hoping that these lessons that I'm sharing today will resonate with you. And I guess to provide you with a little bit of either comfort or reassurance or even just motivation for your own journey. So number one is actually probably the biggest and best lesson I've had so far. And it was probably the biggest turning point for me when I truly realized that my life was entirely up to me. And that lesson was happiness. So for so many years, I placed my, I guess, my happiness on other people or experiences, you know, if it was a holiday or going to a music festival or who I was hanging out with, or like I placed so much of it on other people and situations of what I was doing. And I remember when Ryan and I first started dating, I was only like 21. And I just remember placing so much pressure on that relationship to being the answer to my happiness. And it wasn't until I was about 23 and I traveled and studied overseas and I was by myself. And I realized, I just remember having this moment. I remember it so clearly. I was studying in Miami, which was pretty cool. It was like obviously the bloody party capital of the world. So at 23 to be there by myself was pretty cool. And I remember being on this boat and I had this moment where I was like, I just want to take this in. Like, I don't want to forget this moment. I don't want this trip to just kind of be this big blur. And so I was trying to be really mindful of having conscious moments to just pause and to almost like capture the feeling that I was feeling in that moment. And so I remember it so clearly. I remember standing on this boat and like looking into Miami and just thinking like, I am the creator of my happiness. Like, I hold the key. I cannot expect other people or other situations to be the answer to my happiness. I have to continue to create it myself. And it was honestly like one of the biggest moments for me ever. I remember just becoming so much more aware of all of the opportunities that I had and being so grateful for, you know, the country we live in, the fact that I was able to go to university. I remember coming home and just having a completely different mindset around study and opportunities I was given. And yeah, it was just this really pivotal moment in time for me. And so I actually wrote a quote that summarizes that lesson for me that I thought I would share. And I wrote this a while ago and I've actually shared it on my Instagram, but it goes, "Happiness is about you. You hold the key deep inside you. Once you accept yourself, embrace your own unique magic and who you are becoming, you will realize that happiness isn't a destination, a job title, a look. It is a feeling that you feel when you commit to showing up as yourself, learning, growing, and evolving into the person you are here to be." I think that's the thing, like, we're humans. We're always evolving. I say that all the time, but we are like we are here on this earth to evolve, and we can't feel, and I put feel in air quotation marks, happy all of the time. But I guess creating a life and a mindset, you know, that really allows us to feel good, even when things aren't great or aren't going to plan, is so, so important. You know, the last 12 months, I would say for most of us have been relatively tough. You know, especially people who have been in Victoria and spent most of last year in lockdown, or people that really suffered, you know, financially from COVID, it was hard to feel happy. So having practices and tools that are able to, you know, help us reground and realign our thoughts to positive ones, and taking that responsibility for our own happiness and creating that harmony in our own world is so, so important. So I really want you to think about that. I really want you to think about, or I really want you to remind yourself that you hold the key. You know, happiness is about you at the end of the day. So you might have to change things in your life. You might have to say goodbye to things that aren't serving you. But the more that you can focus on taking control of your own happiness, honestly, the better it will become, I promise. Now, number two is redefining success. So this is really important. And I think it's important, especially if you are coming from a corporate or like a high earning background, or someone who has either been given what like a plan, if it's, you know, pressure of what success looks like from a family, or has this idea of a plan of what success looks like. Redefining success is so important because success looks different for everyone. There is absolutely no one size fits all. But unfortunately, due to society, we have kind of become to believe that success does have a timeline, or that there's certain like achievements and milestones that are linked or connected to success and feeling successful. And well, I just don't believe that at all. I don't believe that that's true anymore. I actually really did think that that success had a timeline and success had certain, like a checklist that you had to, you know, tick off. And I used to have these goals. Like I remember having goals that were like married by the time I'm 28 and 100K salary by the time I'm 30. And I wanted a BMW X5 by the time I had a kid for our family car. And yes, goals are great. But like I now look back on those things and just think like, oh my goodness, like firstly, none of those goals are actually aligned to my authentic self at all. So therefore, because they're not aligned, they actually wouldn't make me feel any happier if I did or didn't have them than I currently am. I'm actually personally not overly driven by materialistic items. I know I spoke about that in the Be Your Own Hype Girl episode. Like, don't get me wrong, I love good, nice things, but like I'm not overly driven by like cars or those sort of things. Like, so they're not actually great motivators for me. And so it's just funny now for me to actually think that like I really allowed society's idea of success to dictate what it was for me. So I would like you to actually ask yourself, what does success mean to you? And in particular, what does success feel like? Because I can tell you, hand on my heart now, the older that I get, the more that I realize for me, success is when I commit to joy. Success is when I'm constantly appreciating the journey, and success is when I do things on my own terms and not for external validation. And maybe you align with that. Maybe that's your idea of success as well. You know, I grew up at the beach, 200 meters from the beach, and we didn't have an overly fancy lifestyle at all. But the older I'm getting, the more I'm realizing that like, for me, that is like the epitome of success. Like I loved growing up like that. And if I can give that to Georgia, that, you know, relaxed, calm beach lifestyle, like that's success. Like for me, that is what success means. And so, yeah, I would really challenge you to have a think about that and to stop focusing on what you think successes or what other people have defined their success as or focus their success on and what it actually truly means for you. We'll be right back after this healthy break. Are you stuck for healthy, fuss-free dinner options the whole family will enjoy? Well, don't worry, I have you covered. Head to thehealthyhustlers.com and download my free fuss-free recipes that include nourishing chicken risotto, a creamy tuna mornay, and loaded vegetable and chicken bolognese. These are staples on our weekly menu because they're so easy, delicious, and healthy. I also love cooking a batch on a Sunday and freezing them into individual portion sizes to use for mine and George's lunches. These recipes have been designed with busy hustlers in mind, so they're packed with nourishing and whole food ingredients to support your health and well-being goals. Head to thehealthyhustlers.com or click the link in the show notes after this episode to download my free recipes today. So number three is done is better than perfect. I thank the universe daily for that lesson because if I didn't realize this, I would honestly still be sitting in my comfort zone, you know, getting my nice little paycheck every week in a job that either totally didn't excite me and didn't light me up. So I just think the more that we stress over getting things done perfectly, the less you actually enjoy the process and the less joy you find in getting outside of your comfort zone. You know, there is so much joy in the process of getting to where you want to be. And there's so much gratitude as well that comes from in that process. And I think that that's where our confidence is built as well. So if we're too busy stressing over getting everything done perfectly, then you're actually going to miss all of the joy and all of the confidence and satisfaction that comes from the process of getting to where you want to be. Getting something done actually creates a sense of accomplishment and confidence. Like I know for a fact, just being able to launch the Healthy Hustlers podcast, like I listened back not long ago when I did those Best of You episodes, like I listened back to some of those episodes and like I was literally cringing at myself. Like, you know, I was just like, oh my goodness, Maddie, like far out. But it was so much better to get that up and to be in the game and doing it than it was to be sitting there on the sidelines waiting till I was like the perfect presenter or had the perfect speech or the perfect pronunciation. Like I still don't think I have those things. So I would still be sitting there not having achieved what I wanted to achieve. So I really think that there is no such thing as a perfect time. There's no such thing as like a perfect website or a perfect logo. whatever it is, perfect does not exist. So why are we constantly striving for it? Plus, the worst that can happen is that you actually just learn a really valuable lesson for the future. So I also believe that having this as a bit of a motto releases so much fear. Well, I know that it definitely did for me. Like having that as a bit of a like, you know, done's better than perfect, done's better than perfect, like constantly reminding myself of that at the initial stages, it was actually such a, it released so much fear and anxiety in me. And especially that fear of judgment as well. Instead, I was like, I just reminded myself that doing it and putting myself out there is so much better than just sitting back wishing that I had have done it. So think about where you are right now and where you're putting too much emphasis on things being perfect or the timing being right. And instead, just put one foot in front of the other and take some action. It's all in the action that we actually get the confidence. So just get out there and bloody do whatever you want to do is what I need to say. That's what I wanted you to get out of that point. And now number four is to trust the process. And I'm sure there's so many of you being like, oh goodness, not this Maddie. I remember I used to hear this and I was like, oh yeah, whatever. But sometimes I know it is. It's so much easier said than done. But the more faith we place in being where we are meant to be, the greater the reward will be later. So since becoming a mum, I have felt like I've had quite a spiritual awakening. And the more time I invest in my spiritual practices and, you know, those ways of thinking, the more confident I've actually become in trusting that I am where I'm meant to be, even if it's not exactly where I want to be. And let me tell you, like right now, I really wished that I was a lot more ahead of the game than I am. I would have wished by now, one, that I was earning a bit more. Like I'm quite happy with my income, but I would love to have been earning, you know, a couple of grand more. I would also have loved to be in a position to actually have a, you know, permanent part-time or full-time team member, marketing team member helping me. And, you know, I would have loved to, I would have wished that we were already in our home that we've been building for a long time. So, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm definitely not where I would have loved to be, but by having that spiritual practice and by having that constant faith has just allowed me to be confident in knowing that I am where I'm meant to be. You know, I believe, like I truly, truly believe that we all have certain lessons and experiences we need to go through in this lifetime to continue to evolve into the person that, you know, we're actually here to be. And sometimes these situations are uncomfortable, or sometimes they might include heartbreak or loss or illness, or, you know, the things that I spoke about are total first world problems. But I mean, like for me, they've actually still taken me constantly mastering my mindset and being comfortable and proud of where I am instead of getting stuck in the comparison game and feeling like I'm not good enough or not doing enough. So I'm obviously here for a reason. You're where you are meant to be for a reason. And there's actually so many examples of people, you know, who have gone through incredible hardship. You know, Gabby Bernstein, who's been a guest on the show before, is such a great example of that. You know, she was an alcoholic and it took her going through getting sober to actually connect, you know, with the universe and to build her own spiritual practices. And then from that, she's actually, you know, learned so many life lessons that she can now teach to positively impact millions and millions of lives. Like she's a New York Times bestselling author and a globally renowned spiritual teacher. Like yet I think it's like maybe 13 years ago, like she was an alcoholic. So, oh, sorry, it's been about 13 years, I think from memory that it was like she's been sober. So think of like all the hardship and like dark times she would have had to go through during that to get to where she is now. You know, Rhiannon Tracy, who is actually tomorrow's guest or the healthy conversation for this week, you'll hear more about her, but she actually dived into a swimming pool at the age of 19 and like suffered a spinal cord injury. Whether now she's like a motivational speaker and she's created her own center where she helps people with spinal cord injuries through like recovery. And, you know, like she's making amazing change in the world and being such a positive influence. So there's so many examples. So the message, I guess, I want you to take from this is to just trust where you are, have faith, build, like I highly recommend you building a practice that allows you to feel confident in your journey. That doesn't mean it has to be the same as mine. It doesn't mean it has to include pulling oracle cards or that. It could just be meditation. It could just be going for a walk in nature daily, you know, committing to something that allows you to feel connected with yourself and you to tap into your intuition so that you are confident and have faith in exactly where you are. So number five is mastering your mindset is a work in progress. I actually remember getting to a point at the start of 2020. And I said to my coach, I just feel like I've learned everything I need. Like I feel like I've taught what I need and I don't know. I don't really know how to move forward. Like, is there more that I'm meant to learn? And I was trying to understand like, you know, what else I needed to go through in order to teach. And then bang, COVID hit. We went into nearly 8 months in lockdown. I was juggling the business with a toddler. Well, Georgia had actually just started crawling the day that we went into lockdown. You know, we were living in a two-bedroom apartment and I could only go to the shops and to the park. And so let's just say, yeah, I learned a shitload in 2020, probably like most people. And I really had to practice what I preach each and every day. And what I realized was that we have to constantly invest in ourselves, in our mind, body, and spirit. We don't just get to a point where we have it all figured out. The moment that you get comfortable and that you think, oh, I am where I'm meant to be, or you think that you know it all, like I promise you, the universe will send you another big lesson you need to learn. Because we are humans, you know, we are here to evolve. So invest in your mind, commit to that meditation practice you've been saying that you're too busy for, or dedicate that 10 minutes to your daily journaling practice and, you know, really get connected to your thoughts and your intuition. Get off Instagram and instead spend like 30 minutes on somewhere like WellWeb and like educate yourself on something new, or I don't know, go to bed early and read a book on self-development or mastering your mindset in a particular thing. Like now at the moment, I'm trying to educate myself in mastering my mindset around money. Like I'm also trying to really educate myself further on conscious parenting and how to raise a emotionally happy girl, little girl. And so don't think that you don't have time. Instead, make time. And I always say it, but the best investment you can make is in yourself. So remember that mastering your mindset is a work in progress, which means you need to continually do it. You need to commit to it. I know that Molly and Chloe, who are founders of WellWeb, they talk about like 10 minutes of self-development or personal growth a day. Even if you take that approach, like 10 minutes a day, if it's 10 minutes of reading a book, 10 minutes of educating yourself on a different topic from, you know, a different culture or something going on in the world, like whatever it might be, just commit to something each and every day. And I promise by doing that, like, oh, your mind is just so open and you actually just become so obsessed almost with bettering yourself. And by doing that, like opportunities flow, you're raising your vibrational energy, like all of these things that I talk about in the solo episodes, like you are doing all of that by committing to investing in yourself. So that is the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got something out of it as always. And I do, again, I just want to say thank you so much for being here and for being a part of this community. It truly means the absolute world to me. I have actually recently just uploaded some free recipes. So I do have my recipe book coming out in July, which I'm so excited to share with you all. Actually, I should rephrase that. I'm actually freaking nervous as hell, but that's okay. I'm going to step outside of my comfort zone. And so there are some free recipes on the website now that you can download to get a little taste of my cooking and the types of recipes that you might find in my book. And also, I will be heading to the Geelong Women Business Club event this Saturday, which I'm so excited for. It's 1 till 5pm. I'll put a link in the show notes. Anyone who's in Melbourne and Geelong might want to join. There's some amazing guest speakers and lunch is provided. So it's a really beautiful networking opportunity. It's all about empowering you in life and business. So definitely check out tickets if you are interested. And as always, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a 5-star review and feel free to join me for a further conversation on Instagram. My personal account is just my name, Madeline Carafa. And to be up to date with all the podcast things, you can head to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. Instagram page. So thank you so much. Lots of love to you. And yeah, thank you for being here. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. For any products mentioned in today's show, please check the show notes below and hit the direct links. If you'd like to suggest a future guest, please follow at The Healthy Hustlers on Instagram and send through a direct message. Until next week, don't forget to invest in you.